She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute,
she's got fur, she's a beaut. Bella Benelinote. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly. Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me.
Good morning, everybody out there. I just want to say hello, hello, hello. I know this is a little bit different because I have a special guest with me, and you already know who it is, and her name is Miss Zoe. Hello, everybody. This is Zoe talking. And we have a special podcast for you today. And the reason is, you say it, Bella. All right, I'll tell everybody. First of all, it's just me and Zoe today. The reason is, everybody, is because it is Christmas morning. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas everybody. We love you.
Yes, we love you very, very much. And I have to tell you, me and Zoe, we snuck down here this morning, early this morning. We left Daddy-O and Mama sleeping, and it's cold. And we put on the Christmas tree lights, and we put on all the Christmas music, so that when they come downstairs, they can come and open all their presents. Didn't we, Zoe?
Oh, yeah, we did. They're going to be so excited.
That we did this all by ourselves. And let me tell you, it is cold outside. There's a wind blowing out here. We're in right on the Delaware River, and it is so cold and windy today. I can see all the leaves blowing around, and the trees are blowing around. Mama's gonna love it. The only thing missing is the snow, right? Oh yeah, if it was gonna snow today, Mommy would be so happy. She would say, oh my goodness, Christmas snow. Oh, I love it, I love it. And then we got our coats on, and we have to go for a walk in the snow, right? That's right, Zoe. We always go for a walk in the snow until our feet are so, so cold. And then Mama takes us home, and she wipes us down and warms up our feet. Oh, my goodness. But we want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We love you, and we wanted to talk about Christmas because it is our favorite time of year, because we get to celebrate the time when Jesus was born.
That's right.
We're celebrating Jesus being born. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
We love you. Thank you, Jesus, for everything.
Yeah. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything, Jesus. You did everything.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. The whole world was so waiting for him, right?
Yeah. They were waiting and waiting.
They were waiting and praying and speaking him into existence for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And then finally, on one night, boom, angels started singing and the stars were flashing in the sky. And it was so loud with songs that the shepherds jumped up and said, what's going on here? And they went running.
That's right, Bella. They went running because they knew something big was happening, because all the angels in the heaven were singing and there were stars and the sounds. Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine what that was like, Bella? It must have been wild.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. That's right, Zoe. It was wild. And those shepherds never seen nothing like that before in their whole lives.
That's right. They never saw anything like that before. And then they thought, we got to find out what's happening right now. So they over a little cave, like a stable. The animals even knew what was going on. The animals were so excited. They were like, oh boy, here it comes. Here comes Jesus. They were all hanging out in the stable, and there was Jesus sleeping in a manger, and all the animals and the shepherds were there, and they were happy and singing, and Mary was there with Joseph, and the whole world was sleeping. God was being born that night, and we even celebrate it today. We celebrate it right now on December 25th, and even though they say that that's not the actual day when Jesus was born, that's when we celebrate it. And it doesn't matter, because people still feel that wonderful spirit, because when Jesus was born, everything started to change, because we were building up to that ultimate time when Jesus finished the job and he died for all of us. He just took it all on himself, all our sin and all our bad things, and he took it on himself, and he died for us so that we could be free. Yeah, Bella, we can be free. We're so excited, because that's when and we celebrate that at Easter time. We call it Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus rose from the dead. But it all started with him getting born, right? That's right, Zoe. He had to get born as a little baby. He had to come like a man. He didn't come like a king or a prince or a big, fancy, wealthy man, although he had money because his daddy was a businessman, and all those wise men came later and they gave him a whole bunch of riches to set him up for his ministry later on. But he was born like a simple guy, right? That's right, Bella. He was born really simple, and I think that's why people didn't believe it was him sometimes, because they expected something big and grand, like a big famous celebrity or something, right? That's right, Zoe. They expected a celebrity, and they got a simple man, and that simple man did it all. And that was to prove that man could live like Jesus, but he really couldn't, so Jesus had to do it. But one man could do it, and that was Jesus. But today we're celebrating him being born, right? That's right. Oh, I got something to read. I have something to read, Bella. I want to read something. All right, what are you going to read, Zoe? I'm going to read something from the Bible. And this was written years and years and years and years and years before Jesus was even born. There was a man, and his name was Isaiah. And he was prophesying Jesus coming. And he did that hundreds of years before Jesus came. Because you know what, Bella? What? They had to speak it. They had to speak Jesus coming into the world. And that made him come even faster. So here is what Isaiah said hundreds of years before Jesus actually was born. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Yay!
Yeah! Oh, that was good, Zoe. I like that. I like that. That sounds so good.
Yeah, Bella, that was so good. Wasn't that good?
Oh, let's sing a song. Let's sing a song. Okay.
Oh, holy night, the stars are bright and shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Wow, thank you so much for tuning in today. We want to wish you a merry, merry Christmas and the best year you ever had. We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Happy New Year, too.
God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.